From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Iran may be flexing its military muscle as it test-fires several missiles, including the Shahab-3. The long-range missile is capable of reaching Israel, various U.S. military bases in the region, and some parts of Europe. Mark Fitzpatrick with the International Institute for Strategic Studies says Iran is sending a strong message.
They've tested these missiles before. It's long been known, for example, that Israel is within the range of Iran's missiles. But they do serve notice that there is a dangerous situation developing.
On Thursday, talks are set to begin between Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany, to discuss Iran's intentions with its nuclear program. Iran has said that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but the U.S. and its allies say a newly disclosed uranium enrichment facility is inconsistent with such claims. Tens of thousands of Filipinos have been displaced after a weekend typhoon flooded the Philippine capital and nearby provinces. Duale Saikautau reports that at least 140 people have been killed since Saturday.
In 12 hours, more than a month's worth of rain poured down on northern parts of the Philippines, causing flash floods that covered villages in mud and debris. Nearly 500,000 people have been displaced by Tropical Storm Kitsana, packing winds up to 65 miles per hour. Power is still out in parts of the capital. Officials say this is the worst storm to hit the Southeast Asian nation in more than 40 years. The country's defense secretary said army troops, police, and civilian volunteers, along with U.S. troops, are continuing the search and rescue efforts. Disaster officials say almost 8,000 people have been rescued. Health authorities are now warning of disease outbreaks due to a shortage of clean water and clean sanitation facilities. For NPR News, I'm Duahli Saikautau.
President Obama is taking an active role in pushing for his hometown Chicago to get the Olympics. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The White House says Mr. Obama will travel to Copenhagen later this week to promote Chicago's bid to host the Games. He would be the first U.S. president to take a direct role in lobbying for an Olympic event. The International Olympic Committee meets Friday to select a host city for the 2016 Summer Olympics. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama will be joined by talk show host Oprah Winfrey, Olympic gold medalists, and other administration officials to make the pitch for Chicago. Mr. Obama also recently sent letters to some IOC members promising, quote, a spectacular Olympic experience. Other cities in the running are Rio de Janeiro, Madrid, and Tokyo. Heads of state representing Rio and Madrid are also expected to attend the meeting. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 139 points at 98.04. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 44 points at 21.37. This is NPR News. The Minneapolis-based Star Tribune newspaper is emerging from bankruptcy today after shedding nearly $400 million in debt. More from Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson.
The paper filed for bankruptcy protection in January. Avista Capital Partners had bought the paper just 2 years earlier for $530 million. Avista lost all its equity in the reorganization made final today. The paper also won $20 million in concessions from its labor unions to help bring down costs. It is now owned by a consortium of its biggest lenders. None of them is a newspaper company. Along with the new owners, the paper is looking to replace publisher Chris Hart, who helped buy the paper with an equity stake. The Star Tribune is the 14th largest newspaper in the U.S., with one of the nation's most successful local news websites. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
There are reports that hundreds of civilians are fleeing an area of northwest Pakistan at the request of the army and militants. The area is the main stronghold of the Taliban and al-Qaeda in the northwest part of the country. Militants are believed to use the mountainous region to launch attacks on U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Pakistan's military has said in the past that it planned to launch a major ground offensive at what it called the appropriate time. In Munich, Germany, the traditional Oktoberfest beer party is under increased security as German officials continue to hold two individuals in so-called punitive custody. Officials say the two are suspected of having ties to Islamist extremists. Flights over the event have also been canceled after Germany received several terror threats. The annual beer bash ends on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 139 points at 98.04. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.